Daf is Daf Chav Gimel. So we got to the bottom of Chav Beis, Amr Beis, the Mishnah there. So the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Tzichus Tol B'mayim Hamarim, that he holds, we saw this a number of times already, that he holds that even if the woman does have a zechus of Torah or the zechus of mitzvahs, whatever the zechus is, it does not help her with the marm hamarm. If she was guilty, the waters will take effect right away. Vimata omer zechus tola, because if you were to say that the zechus is tola, b'mayim hamarim in these cursed waters, midaha ta'asamayim b'fnei kol nashim hashosos, you're going to simply reject and discredit all the waters that women drink in the Mesota, Umotzi ata shemra al hataros, because you're going to be motzi shemra. All those who drink, who are tahor really, as shishasu shomim tameyotain, people are going to say, you know why she didn't die? Because she really el shatalsal an zechus. What's going to happen is, if every time there's a delayed punishment, and because of a zechus, so if a woman doesn't die right away, all her friends are going to say, that lady, she's a prutza, she definitely is a sota, and the only reason why she didn't die right away is because she had a certain zechus. So that's going to be very detrimental for all the women who are innocent. So Rabbi, that's all according to Rabbi Shimon. Comes along Rabbi. Rabbi says, Rabbi Omer has a zechus tola b'mayim hamarim. No, in fact, a woman, if she does have a zechus of a Torah mitzvah, it will delay the punishment. Veinu yoledes, veinu mashbechas. She's not going to be able to get pregnant. She won't get pregnant, at least from those waters. And she's not going to mishabecha. She's not going to get better or get prettier or all the other positive things that happen from those who are innocent. Ela misnav nevaholechas. She's going to slowly deteriorate. Her well-being is going to slowly deteriorate. Velasof himesa b'osamisa. And she's going to die with that death. So you're going to be able to tell from her slow deterioration that it came from the mesota. Then the Mishnah says, "Nitmas." So a new point now. Nitmes minchasa. If the mincha, her mincha becomes tamei, ad shelo kitcha bekli. Before, remember, she brought the mincha from her house, the flour from her house, and you're supposed to put it into a kli sharis to be mekadeshit. So let's say that mincha somehow became tamei before it was ever put into a kli sharis. So it's not really kadosh yet. Harei hu kichol menachos v'tifta. It's like any other mincha that became tamei before it was kodesh. And all you do is you podet, you take it out the chulin, you take the money that was initially bought for this money. I paid $100 for the flour, let's say. I just redeem it, even though there's no real kedusha. I could just take that the money out, and the mincha becomes a chulin, and I get rid of it, the chulin. I throw it out in the garbage. Nothing happens to it. Vim, yeah?
This is when she has it in the besal hamitzri, right? Whatever you call that.
When she brings it from the kfifa hamitzri, right? She brings it from that basket. Now, why is there a requirement of pidyon here? If it's not really kedusha, this the kedusha in the first place.
Yeah.
So the idea, I guess, the idea what they're saying here is it's kedusha's damim. It's kedusha's damim and it's kedusha's guf. Kedusha's damim is where I designate something for the purpose of the base of mikdash, but it doesn't have yet kedusha's guf. So. Right. So kedusha's peh, apparently, at least in this case, could only create a kedusha's damim, only where there's value. But that should be noted. There's a difference. When I have an animal, right, and I'm makdishalim b'peh, that actually will create a kedusha's guf to it. That animal that is roi for the mizbech will have inherent value to it, kedusha to it, and I can't be po dead anymore. Somehow mincha works differently, that kedusha's peh only creates a kedusha damim. It's not until it goes into the kli sharis does it have kedusha's guf. Because a kedusha's guf, you cannot be poda.
Right.
Okay. Fine. So that's the case. If it has not yet gotten into the kli sharis, it's only kedusha's damim, you're poda. But the Mishnah says, Vim mishakit shabikli, if, let's say, the flower is placed in the kli sharis, harehu kechol menachos v'tisarif, then it has to be like those menachos that have a kedusha's guf to it, and requires sreifa, you have to burn it, and you cannot be podet. Velu shemincho'seim nisrafos, the following are situations where the mincha gets burned. Ha'omeres tamei ani lecha, if she says, she admits that she was tamei, so there's no reason to go through with the process of the soda, so you just burn the mincha. Ushabalo Adim Shaitame, or Adim come and testify that she was Tame, that too, there's no need to go through everything, you just burn them in her. Vaomerish Aini Shosa, or she refuses to drink, we also don't force her to drink, and again, we saw a number of opinions about what stage this is, but according to this opinion is that she didn't drink yet, and the mincha wasn't brought yet, and she's refusing to drink, so we can't force her, we burn the mincha. Ushibala ain't a rota lashkosa, or if the husband refuses to give her to make her drink, ushibala ba'aleha bederech, or in a situation where the husband, the iser, is ba'on her, once is a stira, and now she has to go through the process of sota, the husband is usher to her, and if he's bought on her, it's also going to it's going to interrupt the whole process, and we burn the mincha. Also, any situation where the sota, she's a woman, she's an Ashes Kohen, the lach is that it has to get burnt. So does Rashi explain that? Top one, Rashi says, V'chol ha'nesuos l'kohanim, those who are married to kohanim, and they're going through the process of a sota, the minchoseim nisrafos, the minchas get burned, v'afilu karv ha'komets, kilchas. So let's say the kohen did the komets, scooped up the flour, put it onto the mizbech, v'lo nitmu, and it wasn't burned, nothing got tummy rather. The loch is, nisrafim shirayim b'beis ha'dashim k'n b'farsh b'gemara. The remaining, normally we said that the shirayim, the leftover mincha, again, remind ourselves, we have the flour, the pot of flour here, and you scoop up the kamitza onto the mizbech, the remaining flour is called shirayim, that shirayim is typically eaten by the kohanim. Now, when it comes to an Ashes Kohen, though, the shirayim does not get eaten. In a regular case of a sota, no tumah, just a regular case, the shirayim of Ashes Kohen does not get eaten, and that's what we're going to see in the Gemara, because the halacha in general is a mincha of a Kohen. When a Kohen brings a mincha normally, his shirayim does not get eaten, in general. It gets burnt, so to an Ashes Kohen, her shirayim will not get eaten, it gets burnt. But we'll see that in the Gemara. Anyway, these are the list of, what, 5-6 examples that the mincha gets burnt. Then the Mishnah says, Bas Yisrael shenisseis l'kohen, a Bas Yisrael who's married to a kohen, so she's an Ashes kohen now, minchasa nisrefes, that gets burnt. Why are we repeating this again? The next one is kohenes. Kohenes is a Bas kohen, but the first case is, why are we repeating this case? It sounds like the one we just mentioned before. Okay. We're just regrouping now. Okay. So one second here. Okay, by the way, it's interesting Tosos here. Tosos di bamaska kol nesuos l'kohanim and chosom nisrafos. All the minchas of an Ashes Kohen get burnt. And Rashi didn't say anything there, but Tosos has a different gear than Rashi. Tosos quotes Perish Rashi, Echad minchas sota, echas minchas nedava. Any mincha that she brings. Yes, the context is sota, but even if she were to take a nedava, and she wants to dedicate a mincha to the Beis HaMikdash, since she's an Ashes Kohen, it gets burnt entirely. So Tosos asks, V'teima minchas nedava machilak yesh laba. Ha'efil Rabbi Yehuda domer perik ein bein hamoder, adam mevi al ishto kor karbanos shi chayeves, davka shi chayeves. So the question is, again, I'm not reading through the whole Tosos, but the reason why, we'll see in the Gemara, the reason why the Nesuos, the Ashes Kohen's mincha gets burnt, because the husband, who's a Kohen, has a chelik in that mincha. And whenever the Kohen is a chelik in the mincha, the Pasuk tells us it all gets burnt, the Pasuk in Vayikra. All gets burnt, there's no shirayim. But when she gives a nedava, says Tosos, the Kohen has no chelik in the nedava. The husband only has a chelik in her kapanos if there's a chiv. She has an obligation, so the husband, as part of his obligations, he has to pay for her karbanos, that are obligations. But if it's a nedava that she decides to voluntarily give a karban, so that doesn't count. There's no chelik for the kohen. In that case, the mincha of her nedava should not get burnt, because there's no chelik of a kohen involved, and that's Tosu's question. I'm not going to read the whole thing here, but that's a discussion here. Whether the nedava of an Ashes Kohen gets burnt also, or there actually will be shirayim, and it will get eaten by other kohanim. So back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah again says, Kohenes again, Bas Yisrael, she nisayis l'kohen. In other words, she's an Ashes Kohen now. Minchasa nisrafas, like we saw above, the mincha gets burnt. Even if there's no tumah taking place. That's just the halacha of a mincha of an Ashes Kohen. A Kohenes, which is a Bas Kohen, she nisayis l'Yisrael. Now she's a Yisrael because she's married to Yisrael. Minchasa nechas. She takes, and now that she's married, she loses her state of being a Bas Kohen, and her mincha will be eaten. What's the one example they have where a Bas Kohen still retains her status as a Bas Kohen even after she gets married? Oh, that's two. I wasn't thinking that one, but Sreifa by Ashes Ish, right? That's one, Bas Kohen. Even though she's married, she still is a Bas Kohen. Another case? One that's a little more practical than that?
Bas Kohen, Dad?
Bas Kohen, even after she's married to Yisrael, she still has the status of being a Bas Kohen.
Pidyon HaBen.
Bas Kohen, who has a firstborn son, will not be Pidyon HaBen, since she still is considered a Bas Kohen, even though she's married. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ma, yeah.
So, I guess Bas Levi also, but that's...
Bas Levi also, right. So, the Mishnah says, Ma ben Kohen le Kohenes. what's the difference between a Kohen and a Kohenes? So when the word Kohenes is used, it's always unclear, in different contexts means different things. Either it means an Eishes Kohen or it means a Bas Kohen. You have to figure out the context there. There are discussions of, there's a big discussion when it comes to the Matnos Kuna. You have to give Chumah and Meiser and Zeror L'chaim, different, there are 24 Matnos Kuna. So you give it to a Kohen, or you have to give it to a Kohenes. So the certain Gemaras in Chulin indicate you could give it to a Kohenes. So the question is, who is the Kohenes? Is the Kohenes referring to an Eishes Kohen? You could give it to her because she's not really a Kohen, but she's married to a Kohen. So giving it to her is as if Ishto Kegufo, as if you're giving it to the Kohen. There are some indications that no, a Kohenes means a Bas Kohen. You could give it to a Bas Kohen because she's considered a Bas Kohen still. So each case you have to figure out what Kohenes actually means. Here Rashi says Kohenes means a Bas Kohen. So what's the difference between a Kohen himself and a Bas Kohen, a daughter of a Kohen? So the Mishnah explains, Minchas Kohenes, the Mincha of a Bas Kohen, Necheles, gets eaten. And Minchas Kohen, the Mincha of a Kohen, Eino Necheles. So Rashi says, you see Rashi, Minchas Necheles, Minchas Necheles, three lines down, he says, Dechol Minchas Kohen Kalil, Tiyel Lo Tochel Ksiv. The Pasuk Parsha Vayikra says that all the Minchas of a Kohen gets completely kalil, completely wiped out, completely burnt on the Mizbeach. Chaval Kohenes, Hanisuel Yisrael Necheles. A Bas Kohen who's married to Yisrael. Now Rashi adds in Bas Kohen only married. If she wasn't married, if she was single, a Bas Kohen sounds like it would get burnt. But when she's married to Yisrael, she's now a Yisrael. V'chein Kohenes al mana ugrusha shevia minchasa necheles. If she's widowed or divorced, it would also be eaten. But if she was never married, she still has a status of a Kohen, and the her mincha would be burnt. So that's what Rashi's pointing out, the difference between a Kohenes.
What mincha? Were you talking about mincha sota or any mincha?
It sounds like in general.
But we're saying here that, on the contrary, that the Kohenes, it's only when she's married, Necheles?
Yeah, Kohenes when she's married, or at least she's been married at some point in her life. Does she lose her status of being a Kohen, and her mincha gets eaten?
So we're giving for granted that when a Mishnah says minchas Kohenes, Necheles is talking about someone who married.
Correct. Exactly. And then the Mishnah says further, a Kohenes mischaleles v'chohen eino mischalel. So Rashi says, Kohenes mischaleles min hachuma o min akuna im nivala lefsul. If she's with someone, a man who she shouldn't be with, that she's aser, she now loses her kedusha of a Kohen. As opposed to a Kohen, eino mischalel, says Rashi, im nasa grusha, if he marries a grusha be'iser, or a zon of a chalala, which are all aser to him, belav, betam dekulam asisim b'farashim. Well, we'll explain that Kohen, as long as he divorces her, he will remain the status of a Kohen, as opposed to a Kohenes. The moment she violates the Isser, she never could come back to becoming a Kohenes. Then the Mishnah says, a Kohenes and Matami L'Mesim. This is one of the three Lavim that do not apply to Nashim. The Mishnah Kedushin of Chav Tes is there are three Lavim, even though men and women are equal with respect to Los Haseis, there are three Los Haseis that do not apply to women. One of them is they're allowed to shave their beard if they have, they could cut their payas, and they could also be Matami L'Kohanim if she's a Kohenes. So a Kohenes, a Bas Kohen, can be Matami L'Mesim. Vein Kohen Matami L'Mesim, as we know, a Kohen may not be. Kohen Ochel B'Kachi Kachim. He eats a kachi kachim, which is things like an achatas and an asham, Rashi says, and mincha also, certain minchas, as opposed to ain kohenes ocheles b'kachi kachim, the Bas Kohen may not eat these things. Ma bein ish l'isha, what's the difference between a man and a woman? Rashi says, b'yisrael nami kamari. Now we're talking about a man and a woman who are non-kohanim, what's the difference between them in general? Ha'ish pareh v'parem, Rashi says, ish pareh v'parem, we're talking about general distinctions. Ish pareh v'parem kishum minuga, when he has mitzara, he's a tzaraas on him. Pareh rosho, he exposes his head. Uparim begadav, he rips his clothing. But ein isha paras paremes, these halachas do not apply to a woman. Then the Mishnah says further, ha'ish madias beno benazir. We saw this already in Nazir, that a man can obligate his son who's a katan to become a nazir, as opposed to ein ha'isha medaris beno, but a woman may not make her son into a nazir. Ha'ish migalech al naziros aviv. A son can take over his father's Naziros and end up shaving on that initial Naziros. Rashi says, Megalech al Naziros Aviv, another Aviv ben Naziros. For the father took upon himself Naziros, Vihifrish Karbonosov Umes, he separated Karbonos, but then the father died, Vaya beno Nazir, and happens to be the son was also Nazir, Haben Megalech, Beyom Beleas Av Umevi, Karbonos Shehifrish Aviv. He can use the Karbonos that his father had already separated. As opposed to Vein, back to the Mishnah, Vein Haisha Megalechas al Naziros Aviv, but a daughter may not shave on her, use her father's Karbonos that were set aside for a Nazir. Haish Mekadesh is Bita, a father can marry off his daughter. Vein Haish Mekadesh is Bita, but a woman may not marry off her daughter. Haish Mochet Bita, a man could sell off his daughter to be an Amma Ivriya. And a Ein Haish Mekhares is Bita, but a mother may not sell off her daughter to be an Amma Ivriya. Haish Nishkal Arum, a man when he gets stoned is naked. Vein Haish, yeah.
I think that the mother can, but she can do
Midirabanan. That's only Midirabanan. The mother and brothers may, if there's no father around.
Right.
That's only Midirabanan. Ha'ish niskal arum, a man when he gets stoned is naked. Vein ha'ish niskal arum, but a woman wears clothing when she gets stoned. Ha'ish nitla, vein ha'ish nitles, a man gets hanged. There's a mission in Sanhedrin which talk about that there's a machlokas, kol ha'niskal nitlin, all those who get stoned, after they're dead, they get hanged for just a moment on a tree and they're taken down. And another opinion, I think Rabbi Elazar thinks that only by Avodah Zarah and Megadef, only blasphemizing and Avodah Zarah do they get hanged, but other ones they do not. But that halacha of tliya only applies to men, vein ha'ish nitles, but women do not get hanged. Ha'isha nimcha b'gneva. So if a man stole and he doesn't have money to repay back, he gets sold into slavery as an eved ivri. Vein ha'isha nimcheres b'gneva. So but a woman does not get sold into slavery. That's the Mishnah. A lot going on here. A lot of distinction. But this is basically a long Mishnah. The first half is about Sota. The second half is distinctions between men and women. Now this Mishnah is very important just in general, just to keep in the back of your mind. We have the halacha. This Mishnah is very important for the sugya of which mitzvahs are an Eved Kanani Chayvin. The halacha is an Eved Kanani is Chayvin mitzvahs. The Gezer Shava La. Whatever woman's Chayvin, an Eved is also Chayvin.
Right.
So are all these Peturim that women are not subject to, does that also apply to Eved Kanani? I mean, will Eved Kanani, let's say he violated Avodah Zarah, would he get hanged? In one hand he's a man, but at the same time he has a dinim of a woman. So these are things that come up. So the Acharim talk about depends on the nature of the Petur. If the patur that the woman's patur is because it happens to be a gender issue, let's say shaving beards and shaving, not the core at least, but shaving beards is more of a gender issue. So Eved Kanani is a man. If it's a patur have to do with zman, not a gender, but somehow a zman, a patur and zman, then an Eved Kanani would be patur from that. So each of these have to be understood why the woman would be patur. Would that patur apply to the Eved Kanani as well? Something interesting to keep in the back of your mind. Okay, let's go weiter now. Gemara now says, Tanur Rabbanan. Kol ha-nisuos l'kuna, all those who are married to Kohanim, minchosam nisrafos. All the minchas get burnt. This is where the Rashi is that Tosfos was commenting on. He says, achas minchas sota, achas minchas nedava. Any mincha that comes as a voluntary mincha or a mincha sota gets burnt. Ketad, what's an example? A Kohanes, a bas Kohen, a Levi of Israelis, shenisesh l'Kohen, is now married to Kohen, so they have the din with Eshes Kohen. The mincha does not get eaten because the husband, the Kohen, has a certain chelik in it. Vein ola kalil, mipnei sheyesh lo chelik ba. And it doesn't completely go up either because the Kohen has a chelik in it. We'll see what that means in a second. Ella, you don't put the whole thing together. Ella, hakomet kari ba'atzmo. You first do the kamita and that gets thrown onto the mizbeach first, independently. And then afterwards, hashiraim, craven batzmon, and then you take the remaining, you don't eat it, and you have to throw it on the mizbeach. So in the end of the day, everything gets burnt, but gets burnt in two separate parts. You don't throw the whole mincha together, there's a kamita, and then it's burnt, and then the shiraim gets burnt. And ikrukan, what's called here, is kol shumi menulishim harei b'bal taktiru. So let's see what's going on here. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, go up to the Rashi, mipnei sheyesh lo chelek ba. In Eshes Kohen, the mincha gets burnt because the husband has a chelik, shehu makriva mishalo. The wife is bringing from the money of her husband, the Kohen, uksib, when it comes to the Kohen, kol minchas Kohen. So even though she's bringing it as her obligation, he's funding the carbon, the Kohen's funding the carbon, and therefore has a din, his bilis on it, it has to therefore get burnt. Says Rashi further, Vein ola kalil sheish la chalikba, shel kapara sahiba, it's coming for a kapara, Vein mincha zar ubas kohen craven kalabla kumitza. The lach is that you cannot, you need a kumitza. Kumitza is necessary. You can't just throw the whole thing onto the mizbeah. Okay, so next, let's go to the Rashi, two down now. Kari kan kol shumimene vechule. Kichol saor vechol dvash lo saktiru l'Hashem, the pasuk says. You cannot put any honey or any of this chamet onto the mizbeach. Havle l'michtav, it should have said, lamale l'michtav mimenu, from it. The word mimenu is extra. To make a drasha nami b'anfi nafshi lo taktiru kol shumimenu ola kvar ishul Hashem. V'yesh b'chalav zesh basar kol karbonos chutz me'ola. V'yesh b'chal zeh shiari minchos. Minachos. V'halcha nami dilma basa chelik shela. Ish lai lemezel. V'havi hakdara komet kelchaso. V'elu shirayim gemur mehem v'yeshin b'bal taktiru. What's the drasha here? Not remembering. I mean, that's the point. Okay, right. So, lacha is, there was a question. The question is, Ikru Khan, back to the Gemara, Kol Shumi Menu Li'ishim, anything that was taken from it for the fire, meaning anything that Kamita was taken from it, the remaining, the Shiraim, Harayu B'Bal Taktiru, there's an Isser to be Makriv the Shiraim. Only the Kamita can be thrown into the fire, but the Shiraim may not be thrown into the fire. So how are you able to take the Shiraim and throw them onto the fire? So the Gemara says, right, you hear the Kasha? And the issue is as follows. You're not allowed to eat the Shiraim because the Shiraim, it's owned by the Kohen. And anything that a Kohen has a Chelek in, the Shiraim is not eaten. But at the same time, it requires a Kemitza because the Halach is that anyone who's not a Kohen requires a Kemitza and she's not a Kohen. So she needs a Kemitza, but now the Shiraim can't be eaten. So what do you do with the Shiraim? So the Mishnah says you take the Shiraim, you put them back on the fire. But you can't take Shiraim and put them on the fire because the Halach is anything that had Kol Shehumi Menu Shilishim, anything that Kemitza was taken from it, the remaining is subject to the Halach as a Baal Taktir. You're not allowed to be Makriv the Shiraim anymore.
But for if the Kohen were to give a Mincha, you wouldn't ask this question.
But right? I think for the Mincha, for the Kohen, everything goes on. It's all one shot.
There's no Kemitza?
No Kemitza. So here, there's a Kemitza, so now there's Shiraim. Now once it's subject to Shiraim, it's Aser to be Makdir, the Shiraim, but you can't eat it either.
Because the Pasuk says it calls Sirvechol Dvash Dotakdir Menu, Yishel Hashem.
So what was Mimenu actually? Mimenu means anything else that was Mimenu that was taken from it. In other words,
anything that already something was taken from it and put in the Mizbeach, he cannot put the
exactly.
rest of it in the Mizbeach.
Exactly. Right, so we're stuck here. So what do you do with the Shiraim? You can't eat them because the coin is a chalik in it. But you can't be mocked here because the Isser as the drusher. So the Shiraim just remain here? So how are you able to put it onto the fire? So Gemara explains, Amar Rav Yehuda, Brei de Rav Yeshua ben Pazi, Demaskalu l'shum etim. No, you're mocked with these Shiraim for the purpose of etim. Ki Rabbi Elazar, we'll see what that means in a second, that Rabbi Elazar tells us, the Tani Rabbi Elazar Omer, l'reach nichachi etamale. The Isser to be mocked here, the Shiraim, is only if you're doing it for the purpose of Reach Nichoach. We'll look in Rashi in a moment. Aval atamala l'shem etim. You're allowed to be makrib for etim for other purposes. You're not doing it to be makayim any din of Reach Nichoach of being a Kravat Hashem, but you're allowed to put it onto the fire to fuel the fire, to serve as firewood. That's okay.
When it says etim, it's to fuel the fire or for any other reason?
I thought to fuel the fire.
To fuel the fire, right?
Yeah, let's see Rashi. Rashi says the last few narrow lines, Demasik Lelashimetim, he says, Dineme Hachi Imru Yin Hein Lahakdir, you say the following, you make it tonight. If they're fit for Akdara, Vilhaisa Ruli Kamet, and it really shouldn't be a Kamita in the first place, I shouldn't have done a Kamita, Kedin Minchas Karin, and it really has a Din of a Kohen, where there's no Kamita, Harezu Akdara Lashma, so this is the proper Akdara. Ukamita Lomalav Lomeridis, and the Kamita that I did initially wasn't a good Kamita. Vimru Uyahayasa, Lukim Kamet, let's say I was Chayv in Kamita. Ve'elu shiraha, and these remaining flour, harehin b'kishar atzei hamaracha, let the remaining flour be like a wood, simply fueling the fire. And Rashi goes on to explain Reb Elazar's shita, we don't have to go through all this right now. Gemara says now, the last few lines of the Amud, Hanichal Rebbe Elazar, this all makes sense according to Rebbe Elazar, the Islay, high svara, who holds of such a svara that you can be makdir l'shemetim. Ela l'rabbana d'leslu, high svara, they don't have such a svara, maik l'memor, what are they going to do with the shirayim? The Shiraim can't be Makdir because perhaps it's a real Shiraim. But you can't leave them, you can't eat them because perhaps it's owned by the Kohen. So they hold the Avdi Lehu Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. The Taner Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Omer HaKomet Kari Batmo VaShiraim Mispazrin Al Beis HaDeshen. He holds that you could take the remaining food, remaining flour, and just sprinkle them over the Beis HaDeshen and let it burn. And that Rashi quotes a whole discussion what that source is and what that's based on. But that's the din is you could just take it and sprinkle on top of the fire, and that's not going to be an isser of being makdir.
That's what Rashi was saying. In the Mishnah that the Beis HaDeshen. He's going like that.
Right? Uh-huh.
So it's not going on the Mizbeach according to this opinion.
It's going on the Beis HaDeshen. Okay, where it gets burnt with all the other pesulim. Okay, so you, basically what you're doing is you're getting rid of it, so nobody eats it, because you may not be able to eat it, but at the same time you're not being makdir on the Mizbech, because it might be subject to the Isser of Baal Taktiru. Then the Gemara says on the top of Amud Beis now, Bafilu Rabbanon, even the Rabbanon, Lo Pliga Led, the Rebbe Rabbi Shimon, they don't argue, Ela B'minchas Chote Shekohanim, the Bas HaKravahi. They only argue when it comes to the Mincha V'Chote V'Kohen, which is subject to HaKrava, and they say you can't just put it onto the Beis HaDeshim. When it comes to this case of the Minchas Eishes Kohen, they would agree. So what's going on here? Rashi says in the top here, Vafilu Rabbanon lo pligale of Minchas Chote Eishes Kohen debaska kravahi demak shechavasa lindavasa ledol by kmitza. About how the law basa kravahi the dilma basa dida as the vishirai gemurim the new Vafilu Rabbanon mode the mispazrim. They only argue by a minchas chatas, which is supposed to be on the mizbech, that they say you can't put on the Beis HaDeshen. It has to be on the mizbech. But in this situation where there's a suffix, whether it goes on the mizbech or doesn't go on the mizbech, even the Rabbanim will agree in our case here that you can mispazer them on top of the Beis HaDeshen. And therefore everyone would agree that's the safest route. So according to Rabbi Elazar, who's mechadish the din, that what do you do with the shrine, he says you could just put them into the, as etzim, the shemetzim. That's a das yachid. According to Rabban, who don't have such an eitzah, they say all you have to do is sprinkle them over the Beis HaDeshen, which is not the makam of the mizbech, to place outside the mizbech where things that are possible get burnt. And that's what you do. Since you're not sure what to do with the shirayim, whether you eat them or whether you put them on the mizbech, best is just to get rid of them on the Beis HaDeshen.
I thought that the Deshen, they took it completely outside.
There's a halacha in the first thing in the morning they would do is Trumas HaDeshen. They would scoop up, and that would be placed now in the Makom, right? When you come down the ramp, let's say the ramp is up this way, the south is behind me, north is that way, go up the ramp, so right outside to the bottom right, there was an area where they would place ashes of the Mizbeach and the Mizbeach HaKtoris, and they would take out the innards of the birds would be there, and it would just all absorb in the Gemara.
They would take it outside, I think, isn't the
horrible. No, then eventually then they would take all the, dump the ashes someplace else, based on Deshen, elsewhere.
So when he used to take down the Deshen, did he have to change his begadim, or he took it out completely?
The Mishnah, the Bryce is talking about only when he's scooping up from the top of the Mizbeach, when you carry everything to the outside. I don't remember.
Sure.
Could be, I don't remember. I'm not sure if it's discussed. Okay. The Gemara now says, three lines from the top. Bas Yisrael ha-Nesua. Bas Yisrael that's married to Kohen, and she's now an Eishes Kohen, the lacha was that the mincha gets burnt. My time. Damar kura v'chol minchas Kohen kolil tia lo sochel Kohen v'lo Kohenes. Lo sochel Kohen v'lo Kohenes. So again, the mincha, the pasuk says, all minchas of a kohen gets completely wiped up, and lo sochel, you don't eat it. So the Gemara makes a drasha, kohen lo kohenes. Now we're trying to prove.
I guess we're talking about
both them.
Kohen, right.
That when a kohenes is married to Yisrael, look at Rashi. Rashi says, my taima. My time of kamar masnisin minchas kohenes necheles kisheno nesula kohen. Kishin nesula kohen eno necheles kalil mi elohavi. So when she's not married to a kohen, but she's married to somebody else, even though she's a kohenes, it gets eaten because only a kohen's mincha gets eaten, gets rather burnt, as opposed to kohenes who's married to somebody else. Then the Gemara says, kohenes mischalas kohen eno mischalo. The kohenes is with somebody she shouldn't be with. Because she loses her kuna kedusha, but kohen does not. So the Gemara says, "Minon, how do you know this to be true?" Damar krav v'lo yichal zara ba'amav. Zara mischala v'hu eino mischala. His children are mischala, but he himself is not mischala. Only his children are. So a person kohen with a grusha, and they have a child. The child's a chala. The child's completely mischala, but he himself is not chala. That's how we know that a man a kohen is not mischala. How do we know a woman is? So the Gemara doesn't say this. I guess the Gemara just took this for granted.
So this is Gemara in Kedushin. It says, Shnei Chilulin, Echad Lav, Echad Zer.
Aha, okay. So it's basically, that was another drush that the Gemara already knew. Gemara wanted to just know why a Kohen doesn't get Mischala, and that's learned from the Pasuk, Dafka Zaro, only his children are Mischala, but he himself is not Mischala.
מכך שנאמר בכתוב יחלל ולא יחל, משמע שיש כאן שני חילולים. ולמדו חכמים מזה שאף אשתו מתחללת בביאתו, כלומר שהיא נסרת לכל בתרומה וכהן גדול שנעשה לאלמנה, היא נסרת מכאן ולהבה לכל הכהנים. It's there's a limud, it could have said ichal, 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 it says ichalel.
And that's how we know a kohen does not get, rather a...
A kohen is mischalel.
Right.
It's two limudim, it seems.
Okay. Morna says a kohenes is metames, metame. A kohenes can be metame for mason. My time, Amar Kura, the Pasuk says, Amor ela kohanim b'nei Aaron, b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron. So we see women are not subject to this iser of tumas kohanim, tumas meis. Then the Gemara says, koine ochel b'kachi kachim, only the men eat the kachi kachim, like the chatas and shlamim, the chsiv kol zachar b'nei Aaron yocheledim. Only the men, kol zachar. Ma ben ish v'chulei, the Tanur Rabban in the Brisa tells us that ish ein li ela ish. I only know when it comes to a man, the lachas of prua and pruma, when it comes to the exposing the hair and the cutting of the begadim for mitzara. So Gemara says, Ainli, Elish, I only know that men have to do tearing the clothing and expose his hair. Ishimanai, how do I know about a woman? Kishu omer v'atarua asher bo harei kan shayim. Hatarua asher bo, it implies two. How does that imply two? Says Rashi, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ish tsuruhu. Ainli, she nichlat bitumas niskaim elish, ishimanayin. Kishu omer samich lo v'atarua asher bo hanega. V'lo ibaile, elimichtav ela begadav. Why have to repeat again? And the tzurah, we know we're talking about a tzurah. We know we're talking about a mitzurah. So just say, and the begadim, why had tzurah again? You prumim v'rosho yeparuah, the haksiv leil, the mitzurah kamari. The fact that extra elah, this extra word, elah rabos tzurah shnei sheni, a second tzurah kagonisha. That's how we know a woman would be included. So why does it specify men? If women are also subject to the lachas of negayim, so why does it say ish? Just be more generic. Linen shilamata ish, rather, there's a line here, matamal ish, linen shilamata ish pare vechule. To tell me that only the men are subject to the lachas of the tearing the clothing, exposing the hair, only men are, but women are not. Zaina chanami, women are subject to the lachas of negayim, but they're excluded from the lachas of priyo frima. Rashi says, linen shilamata, lav lamute mituma, hamur bapasik zeba lamute, not to exclude them from the entire parsha of negayim. It's excluding them from the pasuk, what's about to be mentioned. To tell me, says Rashi, ish pareim velo isha. Only men have to do the tearing of the begadim and the exposing of the hair, as opposed to the women. And the Gemara now says, ha'ish madir's beno benazir vein ha'ish madir's beno benazir. Only a father could madir his son, but not a mother. Amar Yochanan halachi benazir. We saw this discussion machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The Gemara here just presents the position of Rabbi Yochanan. He thinks it's halacha Moshe Sinai that only the man, only the father, can be madir the son and not the daughter, not the mother rather. Then the Gemara says, Ha'ish megalech al nizirus avivin. Ha'ish megalechas al nizirus avia. Only the son can inherit the father's karbanos when it comes to nazir, as opposed to the daughter may not. And Amar Yochanan halachi benazir. That too is halacha Moshe Sinai, like we've seen. And then Haisha Mekadesh is Bita, Vein Haisha Mekadesh is Bita. Only a father can marry off his daughter, but not a mother. Dichsev es biti nasati l'isha zeh, that I, nasati lashon of zacha, that I, the father, can hand over my daughter to this man, but a woman may not. And then Haisha Mocha es Bita, Vein Haisha Mechar is Bita. Only a father can sell his daughter off, but a mother cannot sell off the daughter. Dichsev kiim chor isha es Bita, when a man sells his daughter, but not an isha. And then Haish Nishkal Arum, a man is stoned naked, my time of Ragmu Oso. And we stone him. My osa, what does it mean we stone him? Ile ma osa v'la osa. We stone him, but not women. Only men get stoned, but not women. V'haksiv doesn't the pasuk say, v'otse, says ha'isha hu, o'es ha'isha ha'i. The pasuk clearly says that women are also subject to the din, the onesh of skila. So also can't be excluding her from the punishment of skila. Ella, what it means is osa v'lo ksusa. You stone him, he himself, physically, without any clothing, nothing in between. Only osa though, v'lo osa v'lo ksusa, but not her. She does get to keep the clothing on. And then the Gemara says, Ha'ish nitla v'ein v'chule, that only the men can hang, but not the women. My time, what's the reason for this? Amar kura v'atilitza oso al ha'it, you hang him v'oso v'lo'osa, not her. Rashi Tosa just points out that the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a slightly different drasha. It says, Michi ha'ish v'lo b'isha.
It's talking about skila or about something else?
Yeah, it's talking about skila, yeah.
Is the first in the Torah that skila gets in Yotole? Yeah.
I don't remember if it's in the same parsha. It's talking about Megadev, I think, which is what. I think Megadev, yeah, so Megadev then, Kitete.
Well, Salunev lost Saul. After it says, yeah, you can't leave him hanging there. If you hang him up, then you can't leave him hanging.
Right. But I remember how they know it applies to Skila.
Right, because we learned that Skila gets, you're supposed to be afterwards.
I have to look in the Gemara Sanhedrin. Well, I don't remember, the context isn't talking about Megadev there? I'll look it up in a second. We're about to finish this piece. There's actually interesting Tosos here, since we have time here. Tosos, the long Tosos, Ma Bein Ish L'Isha, before I do the last few lines of the parak. Tosos says, Ma Bein Ish L'Isha, what's the difference between men and women? B'tosefta kachashiv over amitzis aseh shezman grama. Men are violate. There's a bitl aseh when it's a time-bound mitzvah. Ma she'en kein b'isha. The women are not. If they miss out on a time-bound mitzvah, they're exempt. There's no bitl aseh for them. And over al ba'atakif, Isha, over al ba'atakif, like we said, he gets the isser of cutting his corners, val ba'atashkas of cutting his beard, val ba'atitma al mason, if he's Kohen, he can't be mitami mason, ba'ashen ke b'isha, nidom b'ben sora mora, v'ha'ish nidom b'ben sora mora, v'netaf u'misaper, that a man is subject to lachos of ben sora mora, and netaf u'misaper, what's that referring to? I don't know. V'en ha'isha netaves u'misaperes. Not sure. Then Haisha Nimchar Venishna, a man can be sold and repeatedly sold. Then Haisha Nimchar Venishna, she can only be sold once, not twice. Haish Nirta Venimchar Lavid Ivri, Vikona Lavid Ivri, a man can be, Nirta can be a long term Avid Ivri, he can be sold as an Avid Ivri, he can buy an Avid Ivri. Then Haisha Nirtas Venimchar Vikona, but a woman can't do any of those. Velokatani Hasam Kol Hanita Masitsim, but that Tosefta, which seems to be a very, very exhaustive list, did not mention all our distinctions that we have in the Mishnah, about the Kohen eating Kachi Kajim and not the Kohenes, and so on and so forth. Ela dezaki bebita mishum the mifarish hasan bekasiv b'sharabia. Simply, I guess apparently Tosefta says also that he's zoch and his daughter because there explains kasiv sharabia. I'm not sure exactly what he's trying to get at there. Either way, it seems to be there's a different list says in the Mishnah Sota versus the Tosefta, but he doesn't have an answer for that. And then he asks v'tema amai lo chashiv nami smichos tenufos agashos v'kemitzos. The Bain Kohen the Kohenes, that's also the difference. The Kohani the Tzab, the Perakam, the Kedushim, the Lokotani, Namisha, every Yotze, Bishan, the Yovel, Mrs. Adon, the Evid Ivri can get free with 7 years, and with 6 years rather, and then Yovel, and all these different Dinim, and Yovel and the Adon dying, Mash Enkein, and Be'ivria. And also Hazav is Metami Biriyo, so Zav becomes something from when he sees, Velo Hazava. Hazav is not based on seeing, it's based on days for Hazava. And Metzor is Asir Batashim, Mithi, Velo Metzoras. So there's a number of other distinctions. So just keep in mind, he says, in essence, that our Mishnah is not an exhaustive list.
Don't have a shiur.
Right, exactly. A lot. Okay.
I wonder what's the netef umisa.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Isn't that when she's a Metzora? That she doesn't cut her hair?
I don't know. Maybe it's worthwhile looking at Tosefta and Perek Beis here. Maybe right. The Perish Nishai will explain. So that's it's Wednesday, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says the last few lines here, Ha'ish nimkar b'gnevasa vein ha'isha nimkaris b'gnevasa. A man can be sold if he stole and doesn't have money to pay. He's sold into slavery as opposed to a woman is not sold from because of stealing. My time, what's the reason for this? Makra, the Pasuk says, if a nimkar b'gnevasa, his stealing, v'lo b'gnevasa, not her stealing, hajan lach hayanotel.
So she doesn't return anything? I mean, if she does, she has nothing and she steals, that's it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what would happen to her, though. Because she has a debt she has to pay at some point in her life. Toza asks an interesting question here. You can look at it if you want. I guess we won't do it together, but... the bomb tosses if you want. Okay, we'll stop here. Shkoyach, everyone have a wonderful day.